This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Agribusiness Matters is brought to you by ADM Regenerations, rewarding farmers for conservation. As we approach the final stretch of the growing season, farmers are making critical management strategies to help their crops cross the finish line with the best yields possible. In instances where it is no longer helpful to apply crop protection products, farmers can begin the process of evaluating their fields to determine what worked and didn't work this season. We will hear more from Beck's agronomist Eric Bartels next.
ADM Regenerations is the industry's leading program for rewarding ag producers for conservation practices on their farms. ADM makes it easy to enroll and participate. There are no long-term commitments, and we pay generously for practices like cover crops, emission scoring, no-till, and nutrient management practices. ADM appreciates all you do to protect your land and legacy, and we believe you should be rewarded for it. To learn more about your state's incentives, visit admregenerations.com.
Northwest Iowa Beck's agronomist Eric Bartels says that two major corn diseases are causing headaches for growers in Northwest Iowa right now. One of those diseases, tar spot, has become a familiar foe for Iowa's growers.
The other big disease that's popped up has been southern rust. And southern rust in the state of Iowa, you know, it maybe has been 30 years since we last saw a big infestation of southern rust.
He says that this point of the growing cycle is a good time to begin the evaluation of cornfields.
I think it's a really good time to go out and walk your cornfields right now and kind of, you know, see how you've done. Give yourself a report card. Kind of look at pollination, look for nutrient deficiencies in the lower part of the canopy. You know, kind of evaluate that emergence and ear consistency and height and size as you go down the row. And even look at your population. Do you think you had the population too high, or do you think you could have pushed it a bit more?
Because of uncooperative weather this spring, there was a lot of variability of planting dates. Bartel says that will be apparent at harvest time.
I was at a plot night last night, and he had two planting dates. It was that April 24th time frame and May 15. And even though May 15 doesn't sound that late, dramatically different development on those ears at this time. He had soybean plants, the same two types of planting dates, dramatically different results at this point.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.